Well, if you turn in your Bibles with me to the Gospel of John, chapter 6. John, chapter 6. I thought I would let you help me with something, and that's reading my mail. We actually get a lot of different kinds of mail coming to the church here. And I was reminded once again through this particular mailing that ministry is very difficult and I need a lot of help. This particular one is telling me that I can actually get software that will help me become a better servant. Now, look, I know that we're in the age of computers and everything, and your pastor's not telling you not to use a computer, but it's interesting, all of these things that start coming in that begin to boast things and actually begin to develop needs that really are not there at all. But anyway, let me just read some of the things here on my mail. If I have to suffer through it, you do too. this particular one, I'm not going to go through the name of the organization, but they're featuring membership, and they actually can help you revolutionize the way you do your ministry. What they'll help you do is help you keep track of, number one, contributions, attendance, smart groups, I'm not sure what those are, mail merge, I'm not real sure, I know what that is, reports, I know what that is, emailing and mobile apps, and more. It will enable your staff and volunteers to manage ministry more effectively. See how tools like integrated online giving can save time and increase donations. Increase donations. And learn how to leverage optional cloud technologies. And that's really good for those of us who are with the angels in the clouds and all that, so we can actually somehow leverage that. With free mobile apps and free online directory. And then it says through this, you can actually minister anywhere. Find out why tens of thousands of churches switched to us. And then they say, come and see award-winning church software that will help you grow your ministry, reach your community, share your vision, and engage more people. And there's actually a national tour that's coming in which I can be a part of that. Look forward to that. Gospel of John, if you'll look with me, reminds us that ministry perhaps is not as complicated as we think it is. I think one of the reasons why ministry becomes difficult and complicated is we take Jesus out of the equation. If you look with me in John chapter 6, it reads this way. After these things, Jesus went away to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, or Tiberias. A great multitude was following him because they were seeing the signs which he was performing on those who were sick. Jesus went up the mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. Now the Passover, the feast of the Jews, is at hand. Jesus, therefore, lifting up his eyes and seeing that a great multitude was coming to him, said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread that these may eat?" I don't know. Let's find out. How many stores are in the area? Any McDonald's? We need something that's fairly reasonable. That's something that we can feed everybody. And we begin to work through it, don't we? That's a lot. I mean, you figure 5,000, let's see, there's 5,000 men, and they have, some of them are married, and they have children. And that's a lot of people. It's a lot of people. I panic if I have to feed two. It says this, so Jesus asked him. He goes, where are we going to buy? It's interesting that Jesus actually used the word buy, wouldn't it? Why would Jesus say such a thing to Philip? Well, it tells us in verse 6. And this he was saying to test him. For he himself knew what he was intending to do. And Philip answered, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, even to receive a little bit. Well, you know the story. Jesus fed them. And all I would say is that ministry can become difficult. It can become complicated if, in fact, you don't see Jesus as the sole answer to the problems. But if you see Christ as the answer to the problems, then you stop figuring it out for everybody else. And you just introduce them to Jesus. Now, isn't that a lot easier? So, go ahead and use your computers, but I wouldn't trust in them. Father, I want to give you thanks for the privilege of ministering to people in need. Lord, as Paul would say, who is sufficient for this? Who could do this stuff? And then you remind us in a very simple way that what do you have? Put it in the hands of God and trust Him. Introduce people to Jesus. Father, we see how uncomplicated that is. You're the answer to their problems. I don't know how you're going to feed them, but you do. I don't know how you'll take care of them and keep them on the right path, but you do. I don't know how to heal their emotional problems, but you do. So this week I'll introduce them to you. I give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.